Hello, it's Forrest.
Yes, sir. This is James Ramsey. I got a call from this number.
Yeah, James, you reached out online about your property in Petersburg, I believe, and I just wanted to have a conversation and see what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, the property street, the house was built in 1962.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's a three-bedroom, two and a half bath, three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath.
Okay. What's going on? What's the situation?
So we were going to look in, this is a situation. So I'm PCSing from Fort Lee to New Orleans in June. And we were going to list the house with a realtor. It's an older home. And we love it. I mean, we've lived here for almost 3 years. So they took a look in the basement. Brought their contractors in. It's like an older basement, and they were saying that there was some repairs that needed to be done, in their opinion. A lot of it was cosmetic, and the majority of the charges that they gave us was for their time and stuff. So they quoted us like $41,000.
Jesus Christ.
Which, you know, we could afford that, but I'm kind of unwilling to pay that. It's a little ridiculous. We paid $236,000 for the home just 3 years ago, I believe. It's got a pool. The liner's old. We used the pool for a few years.
Was it
liner? The liner works, but it needs to be replaced. It hasn't been replaced since 2003. We didn't know that until we bought the house, but we've used it for the last two summers. And we just wanted to reach out and see if somebody was interested and wanted to take a look and kind of see what our options were to sell it quickly with a flipper as opposed to put it on the market. Because we're moving soon, so we'd be willing to, like, we're going to be doing some cosmetic things. The paint's fine, but we're going to repaint it and put some more mulch in the yard. But it looks really good, I mean.
Before you do anything, let me get some eyes on it, okay? And let me take a look at it, and, you know, don't spend any money until you and I have a conversation. Said we, so I assume it's you and your wife?
Yeah, me and my wife and two kids.
Okay.
Yeah, we own properties, so we love doing this type of stuff. And, I got two condos in Fayetteville and a home and a single-family home in Fayetteville. And we rent those out, and so that was kind of my option this. We don't have any desire to retire in Petersburg or come back to Petersburg. So, that was my second option. If no one was willing to buy it or whatnot, then I would clean it up, rent it out, make it an affordable price, and then just make the repairs on it myself over time. I just don't want to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, James, you've been forthright with me. I'm going to be very forthright with you. I'm going to be probably the most honest and transparent investor that you'll meet. I do have a real estate license as well, so I can look at it with, you know, I can put whatever hat on you want me to put on. And I would never bring a contractor through before you listed a house to talk about repairs. That's just not how things are done in the real world. So I'm sorry that you had that experience, but I'm good tomorrow afternoon or Wednesday afternoon to come down and take a look at it. You said you work at the base. So what's your schedule there?
My wife will be here. So if you want to come by tomorrow afternoon, are you free tomorrow afternoon? Yeah. So she's going to be here all afternoon tomorrow.
What time are you there? Because I would like having a conversation with both principals.
Sure. Yeah, I can be here tomorrow. I can be here tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock.
No, I mean like evening, like 4, 5, 6. I mean, whatever your schedule allows. I'm not trying to get you to make an exception where you're trying to kick me out the door.
Okay.
I want to have enough time where if you kick me out in 20 minutes, that's fine. If you love me and you want me to hang out for dinner, you know, I can do that too. But
I can make myself available. It's fine. It's not an issue.
What time? What time? I have an appointment I have an appointment at 3 to 4. Other than that, I'm available after 1.
Okay, yeah, I could be here 5 o'clock tomorrow. I could be here 5 o'clock tomorrow evening if that works. Whatever you want to do.
I have a Civil Air Patrol at 6:30 at Chesterfield Airport. I'm a pilot for them, so if I did it at 4:30, then give me some daylight, and then I could still get there in time.
Yeah, it's perfect, man. Yeah, I can meet you here at 4:30 tomorrow.
Okay, you
That
and your
works.
wife?
Yep, me, my wife, and yeah,
All
we'll
right,
all be here.
and the whole clan. Okay, all right,
What was
man.
your name
I'll
again,
see you.
sir?
I'm Forrest, Forrest,
Okay.
and my last name is McGee. And I'll see you at 4:30 down there. And I say down there, I'm in North Richmond, so I'll see you there, and we'll take a look, and I'll let you know what I think you should do, or I give you my opinion, you make your decision.
Okay, appreciate it, Force. Thank you, man.
Have a good night. Take care. Bye.
You too.